Chapter 2. Danger. Many passengers heard the noise, but it wasn't very loud. Nobody knew it yet, but this was the beginning of the end for the Titanic. On Sunday, April 14th, while the passengers enjoyed life on the Titanic, radio operators Jack Phillips and Harold Bride were busy. Many passengers wanted to send personal messages to friends and relatives on land. But Phillips and Bride were receiving messages from other ships also. 1:45 p.m. Early in the afternoon, Phillips received an ice warning from a ship called the Baltic. It was the third warning of the day. The message was taken to the bridge, but Captain Smith didn't show it to his officers until 7:15 p.m. 8:40 p.m. It was a cold, clear evening now. Seeing the message about ice, Second Officer Lightoller told the lookouts to watch carefully for icebergs. 9:40 p.m. In the radio room, Jack Phillips took another message about icebergs ahead. It never reached the bridge. Phillips put it down on his desk and continued with his work. 11 p.m. Phillips received another message. This one was from a ship called the Californian. The ship couldn't move through the ice. "Shut up! Shut up!" Phillips said. "I'm busy." 11:40 p.m. Lookouts Frederick Fleet and Reginald Lee were cold and tired. Suddenly, Fleet saw a large black shape in the ocean. He rang the warning three times and telephoned the bridge. "Iceberg right ahead," he told Sixth Officer James Moody.